position number 21116, room 9.
So not all real 9.
Another funny thing was on the Victory, VJ Day, Victory in Japan. At the time I was in Paris and we was off duty, and there was myself and my three men. We was in a cafe, we were drinking. My driver and I were sat down drinking. The other two cockneys were stood at the bar and drinking Calvados. Very high powered stuff, Calvados. And they had quite a lot. And the door came open, and in came two tall Americans, tall Texan types. They must have been about 6'3" apiece. They walked up to the bar, and they'd had plenty to drink as well. And they shouted, "Cognac." Chappie brought a bottle, and we're going to pour him a shot. They said, "Grab the bottle off him," and they sort of just opened their souls. One of them turned out to my two people stood at the bar and said, "Say, guy, what do you think about our atomic bomb?" And our chappie said, "Who's atomic bomb? Our atomic bomb. Who's atomic bomb? Our atomic bomb." And it went on for about 5 minutes. They were both paralytic. And finally, the other one of our lads got fed up with listening to this, and he suddenly pushed his mate on one side, and he hit this American. Bang, and he flattened him. He said, "What do you think about our atomic bomb?" So he's out on the coal on the floor, and the other one says to his mate, "Do you want some?" And he says, "No, I don't want that, boy." So they picked the water off, the carafe water that they always have on the bar, and they poured it on him. And he came round and he stood up and he's rubbing his chin. He says, "Say, you're the first guy that's hit me in 5 years." So my other bloke hit him, said, "I'm the second." So they got him out and they disappeared. And then about 20 minutes, half an hour later, the door came open and I think the 7th Cavalry came in. There must have been a dozen of them came bursting in, and they were after blood. They were going to do us, definitely. And Charlie and I were fairly sober. And the only way, you can't fight fair when there's that many. So I shouted for bulk buckles. Now, the bulk buckle, if you whirl it round your head, it clears the space. So you whirl it round your head, and nobody wants to get in the way of it because it cuts, because it's got big buckles on. And we advanced on them, line up, and advanced on the door, whirling these things. And they gradually worked their way round till we got them behind us, and we stood in the door, and we had the jeep outside. I saw Charlie was my driver. I said, "Charlie, get that jeep going." And so he starts it, and we had no top on it, we had it open, and he gets it going, and he shouts, "Ready!" So next one goes, and next one goes. Finally, I'm stood in the doorway, whirling this bolt, keeping them away, and he says, "Now!" And I ran out. Made a dive for this, going to jump in the back, open the back bay, and they set off before I was ready, and I didn't make it. And I'm hanging on the back, my feet sliding on the floor, and I'm getting beaten over the head by half the American army. And as the lads are dragging me over into the jeep, we got away. But it's lucky they'd have killed us, there's no doubt about it. But when you look back on it, it was funny. It wasn't really funny at the time.
Where did this piece of Anglo-American liaison take place?
Oh, it took off the Champs-Élysées. The place was called Le Petit Cabaret. Le Petit Cabaret was a very, very small drinking spot. It was the size of a decent living room. But it was very popular with the people from our bureau.